Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 30 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 20% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5414. Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 87. This is the 10-minute program that covers the latest iPhone news, apps, tips, and tricks, and then takes them out with poison on their wedding day. Wait, no, sorry, that's a totally different show. I'm Sarah Lane, your guide to all things iOS. Let's begin. Number one, we received a tweet recently from CJ459333, really rolls off the tongue, asking us to cover an app called Push Bullet that This Week in Google and All About Android host Gina Trapani had suggested recently for the Android side of things. It has since come to iOS, and I love hearing that, so I went ahead and installed it. Took me a few minutes to understand how Push Bullet works. Basically, it's an alternative to, say, emailing yourself a photo if you want to get it from your phone to your laptop. Or how would you copy a link to your computer and then paste it into the URL bar on your iPhone? PushBullet does that too. You sign in using your Google account in the app. Has to be a Google account. Then for me, since I use the Chrome browser on my MacBook, I download the PushBullet extension for Chrome, and now my two devices are basically paired. If I send over a photo or a link from either device, it shows up on the other one almost instantly. This works for photos or links or addresses, what's on my clipboard, or even just text. If you have a friend with a Google account as well, and you probably do, because lots of people do, you can add them into your recipients list, and then the two of you can share stuff easily that way with each other. Here's my only issue with PushBullet. Even though it isn't seamless, it's pretty easy for me already to send links through iMessage to myself, because everything's connected through iCloud, if I'm trying to go from phone or computer or vice versa, or via email, that's definitely not seamless, but hey, it's been working for me for years. It's going to take a little habit breaking on my part to want to use PushBullet in a way that makes my life easier, but I do think it's worth it. I mean, how many times have you copied something on your iPhone and then you touch your laptop screen looking for the link to paste? No? Just me? Number two. So last week, everybody in the App Store got something new from the Dropbox team, an app called Carousel, which is basically designed to be a better version of your iPhone's camera roll, but also a backup of all those photos. You log in with your Dropbox account, and then the app starts automatically arranging everything for you. It's by date and event and that sort of thing. The idea is the native camera app isn't always so great at organizing photos you take, but what about photos that your friends take that you might want? Other apps out there have some of this functionality. Cluster is a good collaborative photo sharing app I've used in the past. We've talked about it here on i5. But Dropbox is already used by so many of us to just back up other things, so photos seems like a next smart frontier for the company. Problem is, I can't get the damn app to work at all. I have like 5,000 photos that mean a lot to me, and every time I open up Carousel to back them up on my iPhone, the app crashes. Now, I suspect that this is just a fluke because I haven't seen widespread complaints of this particular error, and also I'm still rocking a broken iPhone, which is pretty sucky, but I'm just unlucky that way. So I have to say my first impressions aren't great, but it's probably just me. Then again, I already pay for iCloud storage, so it's not like I don't already have a place my photos are supposed to be safe. I think if you've just started accumulating a ton of photos and videos on your iPhone, and you're at the point where you really need a good backup solution, Carousel's worth a try. I'm also impressed by some crafty little details in their user interface. This Wired article points out that the app scans every photograph in your collection for human faces, and then based on the qualities of the mugs that it detects, it assigns each picture a smile score. The one with the highest ranking for a given event is displayed with a double-sized thumbnail, serving as sort of a hero shot for that subset of pics. It's actually a really good description. Thank you, Wired. So basically, the app knows that 6 months from now, when you look back on that hiking trip with your buddies, you're going to care a lot more about the great photo of John in front of the cliff rather than just the one of the cliff itself. That is smart stuff. Not sure why my carousel is acting so crashily, but the app is only about a week old, so I'll circle back soon. Number three, we got an email from Michael, who has a duh tip that I have never heard of before. He writes, when using your Apple headphones and listening to a podcast or music, if you were to sneeze and the mic picks this up, it will stop playing what you're listening to. This is to be polite and say, I know you were busy sneezing and I paused your media so you're able to jump back in. Ha. Okay, so I'm not really sure how you were able to make this happen, Michael, but I suspect it was an accident. If I'm listening to a podcast and I'm using my Apple earbuds, the phone would have to be listening to me continuously, waiting for something like a sneeze to happen in order to pause the audio, which is basically like spying on my life, and then clearly that wouldn't be okay. There are a few other things that might be at play here. For example, the iPhone is smart enough to pause audio if the earbuds suddenly get ripped out of the jack. Often that means that you dropped your phone, you need to plug it back in, or there's an actual pause button on the earbuds themselves, same place your volume controls are. Single-click pauses, double-click will advance to the next track. I use that with Pandora all the time. But anyway, Michael, I hope that helps. So unless you are actually being monitored by the NSA right now, and they actually are listening to every audible thing that you do all day, in which case I guess my advice is stop talking. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock. At Shutterstock.com, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project. A website, a publication, a video, any type of project. You can choose from over 30 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. The company sources images from around the world, puts them right at your fingertips. Many contributors to Shutterstock are professional photographers and artists. This is good stuff. Plus, Shutterstock reviews each image individually for content before adding it to its library. They're adding 20,000 images every day, in fact, so every time you visit Shutterstock, you'll find something new. Flexible pricing, you can choose individual image packs, or go with a monthly subscription. And you can download any image in any size and pay just one price. Shutterstock gives you the images you need to bring your creative projects to the next level. Sophisticated search tools makes it easy to find exactly what you're looking for, whether it's subject or color or file type. Plus, shareable light boxes make it easy to work in a group. You save images to a gallery, and then you can access them anywhere and share them with your team members. Plus, there's an award-winning iPad app. We like that on this show. You can search on the go and use it to display images during your presentations. You can try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. No credit card needed. Just start an account and begin using Shutterstock to help imagine what your next project could be like. Save a few favorite images to a lightbox and review them later. When you decide to purchase, use the offer code i5414. That's Shutterstock.com. And for 20% off new accounts, use the offer code i5414. And thanks to Shutterstock for their support of i5 for the iPhone. Number four, we got a suggestion to check out an app called American Almanac from Danny, who lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. Love you, Danny. Danny writes, it's a great geek app for people interested in local sunrise or sunset times, moonrise or moonset times, moon phases, full moon names, Chinese zodiac info, local frost dates for gardening, weather wisdom, etc. It's a perpetually updated almanac, so it's well worth the $1.99. Wow. Okay, this is my kind of app. 8 parts, really useful information, lunar cycles, tides, historical stuff, and then a couple parts, just fun stuff, like inspirational quotes. Today, for example, it's tax day in the U.S. That's front and center. There's a full pink moon tonight. That's kind of exciting. Today, we're in our Aries zodiac period. And on this day in 1912, the Titanic sunk. All that and weather? And a list of annual meteor showers? And a guide to different types of plastic? Count me in. Thanks, Danny. Finally, number five, we got an email from Robert who asked us to take a look at an app called OK Do This, all one word, OK Do This, which sounds a lot like Now Do This. That's a to-do productivity app. This is different. OK Do This is a social app based around photo themes. So once I sign up, I'm asked to take a photo of my shoes to get the ball rolling. Sounds kind of silly, but bear with me. So I do that. Now I'm in a big photo group with thousands of other people, many thousands, who also took photos of their shoes. It's sort of a silly example. A better one is a group of photos taken of indoors from outdoors. There's some really nice stuff in there. People are getting creative. Okay, so here's your question. Should I install OK Do This? Well, my question to you would be, do you like community projects? Do you like being creative with photo assignments? Do you like doing what you're told? If so, yeah, I think you'll like it. If not, I think you'll get bored with us really quickly. Also, I went ahead and looked for all of my friends using the app from Twitter and Facebook and, you know, the usual suspects, and there really aren't many of my friends, and my friends are a pretty geeky bunch. So if you like being an early adopter, you can certainly get the ball rolling and invite a bunch of friends, and hopefully they'll all participate and you'll have the best time ever. But you know how that goes. It's hard to make yet another social network stick. It just is. I do like some of these photos, though. A lot of talent. So all that definitely counts for something. Another delightful show has come to its demise. But don't worry. All of our show notes live forever and ever at twit.tv/i5. App links, subscription links, they're all there. Email us at i5@twit.tv with app suggestions, questions, comments, angry emails, whatever. Leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. All feedback is good feedback. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone, and I'll see you next week.